Dance Waters, this is London Calling. Welcome to the Sounds of London.
And battle come down, London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the ring and the truncheon thing. The ice is...
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to London Calling. Tonight, you'll be delighted to know, at vast expense, how with great persuasion, I've managed to get Robin Barnes back in the studio.
Oh, thank you, Ian. Hey, it's really great to be back. It's been a year since last did a show, and of course, the studio's now moved, and...
We've missed you.
It's great. Well, thank you very much for inviting me back.
So you're in the hot seat. What are you going to talk about tonight?
Okay. Well, as you know, I hang my shows around a particular theme usually. I've called this one Watch the Skies. So every track I'm going to play has something like the sun or the moon or stars or something to do with space or the skies in the title. Yeah?
Yeah.
Get my drift?
I got your drift.
You sure? Okay. He's on form, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, bonsoir to l'amour. Okay, I'm going to kick it off with a great track from a British band, and this is back in 1974, Quantum Jump, and the track is called No American Starship.
Hey!
Whoa.
Whoa.
Don't you wish you could play like that?
Get your air guitars solo out.
It's just awesome. Yeah, Mark Warner, the guitarist there from Quantum Jump, and that was he did that in one take. Why this band went bigger, I don't know.
I've never heard of it, to be honest. I
think they just did two albums. I remember buying the first one, 1974, and they had a hit off that, a song called The Lone Ranger. Maybe you remember that, which started like...
Oh, that's them, is it? Yes, that's I recognize them. That, yeah.
It got banned by the BBC because there's a line in it, he smoked piece of pipe with Tonto.
Oh, yeah.
Put his mask on back to Fronto, which was interpreted as smoking dope and reference to homosexuality. But he got in the top 10, I think. Anyway, hope people enjoyed that.
Well, get your air guitars out tonight.
Quantum Jump. The American Starship.
We're going to continue with this air guitar theme, aren't we?
We are. Now, moving on, track two.
Yeah.
Classic track from a classic band from one of the best live albums ever recorded for me. And, of course, I'm talking about Deep Purple, live in Japan, 1972. And this is Space Truckin'.
Thank you.
Cool Space Trucking.
Deep Purple Space Trucking. We better finish it there. It goes on for about 20 minutes.
It does, yeah. It's just fantastic track. And that's off the third album, Machine Head. That's probably my favourite track off that album. But this, for me, was the... They went through so many lineups. This was the classic Deep Purple lineup, Mark II, if you like. John Lord, the late great John Lord on keyboards. Ian Gillan, vocals. Yeah. Roger Glover, bass. Ian Pace, drums. And Richie Blackmore on guitar, the man in black. And those first, well, 2, 3, and 4, Deep Purple and Rock, Fireball and Machine Head. If you only own 3 Deep Purple albums, get those.
Yeah, they should do for me. Do you for life.
Hope people enjoyed that space trucking. Okay.
What's next?
Going to calm it down a bit now. Mm-hmm. And going back to 1966, the Walker Brothers, who were 3 guys from LA, Scott Angle, John Morse, and Gary Leeds. And Scott Angle changed his name at some point to Scott Walker, and then they became known as the Walker Brothers.
Who
were huge. And this is, of course, the biggest hit, I think. The sun ain't gonna shine anymore. What a great song.
What a lovely sound.
My sister, who was like 2.5 years older than me, that was 66, so I was 11. Yeah, she'd be about 13. She was potty about the Walker Brothers. That's when we were living in Libya, and she had a poster of each of them on her wall. And I very naughtily went in and with a pencil and drew beards and... whiskers. I got in deep shit.
Naughty
from my mum about that. Anyway, I hope people enjoyed that.
What's next then? What's in the sky next?
From the sun to the moon.
To the moon.
Okay. and a beautiful, beautiful song, sad song. I might cry, Ian. You never know. It's been known to happen.
Yes, that's for sure. Yeah.
That was with the Love Is Hell show. This is the great Annie Lennox from 2007 album Songs of Mass Destruction. And this is called Fingernail Moon. Let's hear it.
Matter how long, it don't matter how far.
Wow.
Well, I said, you feel like better that, now? Yeah. Do you feel better now?
Yes, I had a good blub. Oh, beautiful song, beautiful voice. Yeah.
Wonderful Annie Lennox.
Great, great singer, of course, previously in the Eurythmics, of course, with Dave Stewart.
Yeah.
And before that, Tourists, wasn't he? Was she in the Tourists?
Yeah, that's right. Gosh, I think. Tourists, that's a name from the past.
Still going, I think.
I always think she's such an artist, a true artist. All her work is really artistic and well thought through.
Yeah. And she has an IBE.
You were telling me, yes. Yeah. Mm. Mm. Okay, well, what's
well
next?
Deserved. Okay, moving on now. Mm-hmm. Now, do you like a bit of classical, Ian?
I do from time to time, yeah.
No, really, just on a Sunday afternoon.
A rub down with, with a bit of classical, yeah.
Right, yeah. Put me off my stride now. Okay, yes, me too. I grew up in classical and jazz stuff, and this is Gustav Holst of the Planet Suite and the wonderful track Jupiter. So let's hear it.
So British. Thank you. bit of culture.
Bit of culture, yeah. Gustav Holst.
Gustavus Theodor von Holst. They're very interesting.
Do you know where he was born? Cheltenham.
Yes, I know.
He's a Brit.
He's a Brit. I mean, he's fully English.
Yeah, I think he must be a German or Austrian. But yeah.
Brilliant stuff.
He wrote that 1914, 1916, so First World War. Yeah. I mean, if you know the planets, where you got. It's a wonderful piece of music.
Always reminds me, you know how music sometimes reminds you, brings back memories? My memory of that is I think I had a fairly new car, one of those Ford Escort XR3 thingies.
Oh, yeah.
And I was driving around Hyde Park.
That's illegal, isn't it?
No, it's not in the park. Idiot. No, driving around and if you've driven around there, it's complete mayhem. It's like driving around Paris.
Sure.
And, cars coming from left, right and centre. And I had the stereo up, the Holst up there, playing sweet. And I was dodging amongst the cars and I got my new car, which is,
And blasting out the planets.
It's funny, isn't it? Things remind you. And I always remember that. Really great feeling.
Of course, that was part of that theme there, the middle bit, was used,
for the
Rugby World Cup when it started off, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
World in Union and so on. Come on, Wales. Right, without further ado, we're not talking about the Grand Slam. Shut your mouth. Right. Hope people enjoyed that. Yep. Something different. Okay, track 6. Classic psychedelic album, 1967. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got to be talking Pink Floyd and their first album, which was called Piper at the Gates of Dawn. And this is a track called Astronomy Domini. the late, great Syd Barrett, of course.
Absolutely. That's yeah. What we got. He's late.
Yeah. It was the last, I mean, he only played, like, he did most of the writing on that first album, mm-hmm. which takes its name, by the way, Piper at the Gates of Dawn. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the Kenneth Graham book, The Wind and the Willows? Mm-hmm. It's the seventh chapter. It's called Piper at the Gates of Dawn.
And where does that come from?
Oh, where did Kenneth Graham? He was probably smoking some dope at the time. Oh,
I'll have to look into that, yeah.
Yeah, of course, the great Syd Barrett died, about 10 years ago, didn't he? Mm. So, hope people enjoyed that bit of psychedelia.
Bikes, yeah.
From nearly 50 years ago.
That's incredible.
It's getting old.
It's the first track on their first album.
First track, first album. Yep. And if you turn it over, the first track on the other side was Interstellar Overdrive.
Oh, yes.
Could have had that as well.
It's a bit long.
Have to do a tribute to Floyd, maybe.
Yeah. Why not? You're very welcome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hope people enjoyed that. Right. Next track has nothing to do with the theme of the planets or the skies or space. It's from a great American band called Collective Soul, who've been around about 25 years. And this is a track from 1995 called Gel. Cut you out. You like that?
I like that riff.
You don't know Collective Soul, do you?
No, I don't.
No, probably not many people do, but no. I got into them, yeah, about with that song from 95. And great mix of, I don't know, pop, rock, power pop, great melodies. Check them out.
Tasty
Collective
guitarist.
Collective Soul. Yeah, and great, great musicians. So, yeah, nothing to do with the theme, but hope people enjoyed that one.
Okay. Let's get back to the theme.
Right, back to the theme. Now, to quote Oscar Wilde, all of us are in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars.
Oh.
So we are all of us in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. And the track is called Stars. Mm-hmm. And this is from a great indie pop band, if you want to give them a label, a British band, 90s band called Dubstar. So listen to Sarah Blackwood's vocals on it. Beautiful. Even though she's from Halifax.
She can't help it.
Hey, up. That's...
Great. Played them before on the show.
Great, yeah, I played, crikey, yeah, I forget what I played about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I love her voice. It was just her and two guys and...
are they still going?
They formed in Newcastle, split up, Henry knows them or knew them. One of the the guys in Dubstar, and he said, this chick, Sarah, she was really difficult. But she's now doing her own stuff, and, you know, so...
Lovely voice, nice dreamy sort of sound.
Yeah, I think so. And she's fit.
She's fit.
Yeah, fit to boot. Okay.
Okay, on to a bit of class now, isn't it?
Now another lady. Mm-hmm. Lady. But, yeah, talking about Julie London, who was Californian and clubby sort of 50s time music. Mm-hmm. She made 32 albums.
You know? Gosh.
And died. She died in 2000. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play a song that's been covered by many people. Fly Me to the Moon from 1960.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
She had a really sort of smoky, sensual voice, I think. That's been covered by Frank Sinatra. Oh, I don't know how many people have done Fly Me to the Moon, but I like that version.
I liked it. There's a nice salsa version, isn't it? And,
is
there? That sort of staccato delivery. Fly me to the moon.
Pizzicato. Yeah, I had one of those last night. Yeah. Well, her most famous song, 1955, is Cry Me a River,
yeah,
which is just beautiful. Okay.
Last one.
Track 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be by an American band from Minnesota, alternative country band, formed in the mid-80s. And this is from, when we hear it, 1992, the Jayhawks. And the track is going to be called, or is called, Waiting for the Sun.
Just to say, thanks for coming in. Wonderful shows. Really good to see you again.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for listening, everybody. Merci beaucoup à tout le monde, et à la prochaine.